Dean, I'm beginning to sound like a broken record. Bossing possession, plenty of chances, still no goals. What was your thoughts on that game?
I think you've just summed it up, and it was just the same as Friday. Our performance was excellent. Unfortunately, the result and the goals return wasn't, and that's something that we're working really hard to try and get the goals. We're working hard in training. Finishing practice yesterday was fantastic with some of the goals we scored. And maybe there's a little bit of pressure building on some of the players because we haven't scored anywhere near as many as we should. But we've got a big boost with Tom Bradshaw coming back next Saturday. You know, he's only scored he scored 16 goals from 23 league starts this season, which shows how good his record is, and maybe that'll take a bit of pressure off the other lads. But we don't want to heap too much pressure on him. You know, we're getting chances, we're bossing games. I mean, we were totally dominant, but for a 10-minute spell here, and you know, the supporters clapped us off at the end so they could see how well we had played. But unfortunately, you know, the currency is goals, and we haven't scored enough of them.
Yeah, the top line will be it's more than 6 hours without a goal. Now, I think 21 games a season you failed to score. And you've sort of alluded to it there. Is it a mental thing now with the players?
I don't think it's mental. I mean, we're creating chances. We're just not taking them. As I say, in training, it's a different story. The quality of the finishing is very good. It's just not happened. You know, and you're just hoping that one goes in and then it turns it right round, and you know, certainly in the last two games we should have come away with maximum points and goals, but we haven't, and we'll keep working on it. As I say, big boost to get Tom back. Let you know, lads all know that they've got to chip in from other areas as well.
Started with Cook up front. I noticed Hewler playing up there for sort of the first period of the second half, at least. Is there scope maybe to play the pair of them up front together, maybe play three up front, do something maybe a bit different in the second half?
Well, it was three up the second half. You know, we had three up there for majority of it. I thought Kieran Morris was outstanding today. Really put in a good performance and had opportunities, and was unfortunate on a few times with Cookie and Hewler the other side. And, you know, We had two up there a couple of weeks ago at Chesterfield. It didn't quite work out with Cook and Iwola. The quality wasn't as good into them. You know, but some of the stuff we played in the first half in and around their penalty box was really good. On a slow moving pitch, we moved it quite quickly and had efforts just hit the back of the net.
Must be difficult for a manager. You watch the team, you send them out there, and you're powerless almost when you see Michael Caine just past the post or Jordan Cook just curling it wide, aren't you, really?
Yeah, you are. But the players that I've brought in, you know, I'll stand by them, and you know, I'll take responsibility as much as the players. And you know, I'd be a lot more worried if we weren't creating chances. And you know, it's quite funny. I heard something on the radio the other day about, you know, it's not about the performance, it's about the results. I can't see how it can be that, because you don't go out to put in a bad performance because you usually get a bad result. You go to get a good performance, and you know, we know that the nature of the business, it's a results industry, and we've got to make sure that we score more goals.
Yeah, and six games left, two big home games coming up now.
Well, every game's a big game. We've always known that throughout the season because it's such a tough league. You know, Fleetwood have come up this season and they've invested well in the team, and it'll be a tough game for us, but it's one that we'll look forward to. Last three games should have given us maximum return at home. You know, MK Dons, Sheffield United and Notts County. So hopefully we can go one better this time.
Let's end on a couple of positives if I can. Very good record against the top half. I think you've only five defeats in 21 matches against the teams above 12th place. You've done well there. And your back four look very comfortable again.
The back four have been excellent. I thought they were excellent today. You know, two clean sheets. Let's not forget that as well. You know, in two games. And we look hard to beat. And I know it's four games without a goal, but we're not conceding many either. And we're not conceding many chances. And that's a credit to the team as a whole.
Let's just finally touch on Jordy Hewler. His loan spell was supposed to be up this week. You're looking to extend it, are you, now to the end of the season? He's done well since he's come here.
He has, yeah. I mean, he's just going through a bit of a spell at the moment where he's not finding the back of the net himself. You know, he's just let him down, very similar to the one on Friday against Notts County in the first half. You know, but we know what he can possess, and we're just getting the paperwork done now and get that extended to the end of the season.